following is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you hear are that of the hosts and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB.
It's time for Lens on Business with host John Waterhouse on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Exploring Atlanta's inspiring business stories, lessons learned, and tips for growth and success.
Yes, Lens on Business is your home for business talk on WSB. I'm John Waterhouse. This week's show is extra special as it takes a look at two different perspectives on business from two generations of the same family. Later on in the program, we'll be talking with Donna Miller, an accomplished C-suite executive and the visionary behind Arena Leadership Coaching, an innovative business dedicated to empowering emerging executives. Through online courses and ebooks, Arena Leadership Coaching equips young professionals with the skills they need to excel as visionary leaders. But first, we'll be talking with her son, Dylan Miller, a student in University of Georgia's Master of Fine Arts in Film, Television, and Digital Media program. He's currently working on his thesis project entitled Pyre, a short film he's writing and directing. Dylan is facing leadership and business challenges from helming the production to crowdfunding, and he's here today to share his experience and how he's benefiting with some of the knowledge he's receiving from Arena Leadership Coaching. Dylan, welcome to Lens on Business.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today with you, John.
So, Dylan, let's dive in by talking about your short film, Pyre. What is it, and can you share the premise of the film and what makes it resonate with audiences today?
Of course. Pyre, my short film, follows Elena, a single mother who's accused of witchcraft in 17th century France. And she faces Armand Voltaire, a relentless inquisitor in a high-stakes psychological thriller. The film explores themes of fear, power, and discrimination, showing how these forces impact lives. And though historical, Pyre reflects today's struggles with misinformation and prejudice, making it deeply relevant. You know, we live in a world where fear, division, and prejudice continue shaping societies. And through Elena's journey, I'm hoping with Pyre to highlight how these forces can devastate lives while urging audiences to confront their presence in the modern day. So ultimately, I'm hoping it's a film that's intense, thought-provoking, but also hauntingly relevant. You know, a story that lingers well on after it's all over.
So Dylan, can you tell us more about the master's program and how it works?
Of course. I'm currently in my final year of the master's program at the university, and it's been an incredible journey here so far. The program itself is designed to give students a hands-on experience in filmmaking. It's a two-year program and starts with foundational skills in Athens, Georgia, but progresses to a professional level projects in the second year at Trillith Studios in Fayetteville, Georgia. Right now, I'm fully immersed in my thesis project here. And it's not just the culmination of everything I've learned in the program, but it's also a reflection of the kind of stories I want to tell in my career and collaborating with the incredible team and faculty at UGA and here at Trillith Studios. It's both challenging, but it's also incredibly rewarding, and I'm excited to see how it all, in the end, comes together.
So the program offers hands-on training at Trillith Studios in Fayetteville. What are some of the biggest film business lessons you've learned so far working at Trillith?
Working at Trillith Studios has definitely been an eye-opening experience. I think more so than many studios, it's one of the biggest in the United States, and it offers a firsthand look at the intricate mechanics behind the film industry. And one of the biggest, you know, lessons I've learned here is the importance of collaboration. Everywhere you go in Trillith, it's a collaborative environment from the social to the professional environment from the ground up. And it's amazing to see how each department, from the production design to lighting, all work in perfect harmony to bring these films to life. And, you know, another key takeaway is the value of adaptability. On a professional film set, you know, nothing rarely goes as planned. So being able to pivot quickly while maintaining focus on the story is very crucial. And it's something I've definitely come to learn and appreciate here. And as well as how much preparation and communication impact the efficiency and creativity of the production process. Seeing how industry professionals handle these challenges is incredibly incredibly valuable for my growth as a filmmaker.
You're listening to Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Marketing matters, and Lens knows marketing. From brand strategy to advertising, digital marketing to public relations, think smart, think creative, think Lens. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. If you're just tuning into the show, I'm John Waterhouse, and this week we're talking with Dylan Miller, a student in University of Georgia's MFA in Film, Television, and Digital Media program. He's also the writer and director of the short film, Pyre. So Dylan, how has the University of Georgia Master of Fine Arts in Film, Television, and Digital Media preparing you for the business side of the film industry?
Yeah, the UGA MFA program is as much about understanding the business of filmmaking as it is about mastering the creative craft. They have courses on producing and financing that have taught me how to navigate the complexities of budget, scheduling, and securing funding, key skills for any filmmaker, and just filmmaking in general. The program really emphasizes collaboration, which is a vital part of the industry. And through the hands-on experience at Trilla Studios, networking opportunities with industry professionals, I've really gained insight to how to build and lead a creative and effective team. These experiences are giving me tools to not just tell compelling stories, but to bring them to the market effectively, which is critical for long-term financial success.
When working on pre-production for your film, Pyre, how are you approaching it from a leadership perspective?
Yeah, pre-production is all about setting the foundation for success. As a leader and as a director, I see my role as creating an environment where every team member feels empowered to contribute their best work. Leadership for me means being very clear and intentional, communicating my vision effectively while staying open to input from collaborators and anyone. It's about building trust, and whether that's the production designer, cinematographer, actors, I make sure that everyone knows they're an essential part of the process and foster a collaborative and respectful atmosphere where we all can address challenges creatively and stay aligned on the ultimate goal, which is bringing the story to life in the most compelling way possible.
So Dylan, your mom, Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching, she serves as executive producer on your film. What sort of leadership advice have you received from her thus far?
Throughout this whole process, my mother's leadership has been invaluable to me. One of the things she's taught me is the importance of aligning a team around a shared purpose. She emphasizes the clarity of vision and really has helped me to communicate my goals to collaborators effectively and create a unified direction for the project overall. And another lesson, again, is hitting on that adaptability. She's always stressed the need to stay calm under pressure, approach challenges with curiosity rather than fear. And this mindset has been critical in navigating the complexities of filmmaking, where it's inherently an environment that you can't always predict and plan everything. On the day, things go wrong. They don't go exactly according to plan. And you have to problem solve with your team and collaborate on how to overcome these challenges, especially on a project as ambitious as Pyre. So her guidance has not only shaped how I lead, but also how I handle the inevitable curveballs that come with production.
So Pyre as a piece itself, what kind of impact do you hope it will have on the audiences once they get a chance to see it?
Yeah, while Pyre tackles some serious themes, I want audiences to walk away entertained and feeling satisfied by the experience. It's meant to be a thrilling and immersive and something that keeps you on the edge of your seat, but also leaves you with something to think about and reflect on if you so choose to do so. If viewers feel captivated by the story and satisfied by the journey they've been on, then we've truly succeeded in creating something memorable.
Now, you're going to be in the midst of crowdfunding for this soon. How can folks learn more about the crowdfunding and participate in the production of Pyre from an investment standpoint?
From an investment standpoint in crowdfunding, which makes up a bulk of our budgeting and funding, it's going to be done through Seed and Spark, a filmmaking website that is a crowdfunding website that is specifically for filmmakers and films themselves. And in that regard, our page will be on there launching January 1st, titled Pyre, and it will be open, and any contribution, no matter how small, will make a lasting and definite impact.
If you want to learn more about Pyre and its crowdfunding program, you can visit seedandspark.com/fund/Pyre. And you can also learn more about Pyre on Instagram at Pyre Short Film and Facebook at Pyre Short Film. Well, this week on Lens on Business, we're talking with Dylan Miller, a student in UGA's MFA in Film, Television, and Digital Media program. He's also writer and director of the short film Pyre. We'll be back with more from Dylan in just a few moments right here on WSB.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, president of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business. Lens has been Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z, marketing.com.
More business talk coming at you here on Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. I'm your host, John Waterhouse, and this week's show is taking a look at two different perspectives on business from two generations of the same family. In just a bit, we'll be talking with Donna Miller, the founder of Arena Leadership Coaching, a business dedicated to empowering emerging executives through online courses and ebooks, and equipping those professionals with the skills they need to excel as visionary leaders. But first, we're talking with her son, Dylan Miller, a student in University of Georgia's MFA in Film, Television, and Digital Media program. He's currently working on his thesis project entitled Pyre. It's a short film he's writing and directing. Dylan is facing leadership and business challenges from helming the production to crowdfunding, and he's sharing his experience today, including how he's benefiting from some of the knowledge he's receiving from Arena Leadership Coaching. So, Dylan, what sort of challenges are you facing in terms of crowdfunding?
Thank you, John. Yeah, securing funding for Pyre has been both one of our biggest challenges and a learning experience. As an independent period-specific psychological thriller, the project demands resources for authentic production design, such as costumes and set dressing, which can all be very costly. And crowdfunding through Seed and Spark has been a cornerstone of our efforts, allowing us to connect with supporters who share our passion for the story. Independent projects like these and others on Seed and Spark often face obstacles like reaching audiences early and maintaining engagement. Platforms like Seed and Spark help bridge that gap by encouraging filmmakers to build a community around their work. And for Pyre, this has meant not just raising funds, but fostering a network of supporters who are invested in the film's success. And ultimately overcoming these challenges it reinforces the importance of creativity, collaboration, and resourcefulness and leadership in independent filmmaking.
If you want to learn more about Pyre and its crowdfunding program, you can visit seedandspark.com/fund/Pyre. And you can also learn more about Pyre on Instagram at Pyre Short Film and Facebook at Pyre Short Film. So, Dylan, when all is said and done, once you have the funding for Pyre, when it's done, when it's in the can, when it's up on the big screen, what sort of legacy would you like to leave behind with this film?
With Pyre, I hope to leave a legacy that goes beyond just creating a memorable film. My goal is for it to be a story that resonates deeply with audiences, sparking reflection on universal themes like fear, resilience, and the power dynamics that shape our lives. I want Pyre to show how film can be both an immersive experience and a medium for exploring the complexities of what it means to be human. And as for my thesis project, it's also the cornerstone of my professional career, representing the kind of stories I want to tell moving forward, ones that challenge, connect, and showcase my voice as a filmmaker. And this is just the beginning of what I hope will be a long and impactful journey of storytelling. And again, if you would like to support, you can go to seedandspark.com/fund/Pyre to pledge today, and every bit helps.
Big thanks to Dylan Miller, a student in UGA's MFA Film, Television, and Digital Media program and writer and director of the short film Pyre. After news, weather, and traffic, we're going to be back with more Lens on Business with Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, president of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business. Lens has been Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
The following is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you hear are that of the hosts and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB.
Welcome back to Business Talk here on Lens on Business on WSB. I'm John Waterhouse. City of Brookhaven, one of Metro Atlanta's most vibrant and diverse communities, is also a presenting sponsor of Lens on Business. Since becoming a municipality in 2012, it's made incredible strides in policing and public safety and infrastructure improvements while keeping its tax rate one of the lowest in DeKalb County. There are a lot of exciting things happening in Brookhaven, including the new Choa Hospital, the Arthur M. Blank Hospital that has recently opened, as well as the designation of the Dresden District and its open container policy. If you want to learn more about what's happening in Brookhaven, all you have to do is visit brookhavenga.gov. This week's show is taking a look at two different perspectives on business from two generations of the same family. And with us now is Donna Miller. Donna is an accomplished C-suite executive and the visionary behind Arena Leadership Coaching, or ALC. Arena Leadership Coaching is an innovative business dedicated to empowering emerging executives. Through transformative online courses and ebooks, ALC equips young professionals with the skills they need to excel as visionary leaders. The courses and ebooks, they cover the fundamentals of leadership, development, adaptability, and resilience, while also providing practical strategies to build positive organizational cultures and foster innovation in today's fast-paced business world. To learn more about Arena Leadership Coaching, visit arenaleadershipcoaching.com and you can claim your free ebook, Growth Mindset, Transforming Challenges into Opportunities. It's the first installment of their Leadership Essentials series. Well, Donna Miller, welcome back to Lens on Business.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
So, Donna, off the air, you shared an interesting statistic, and that is 50% of new executives fail within their first 18 months. Man, why is this the case, and what is Arena Leadership Coaching doing about it?
Yeah, that statistic is truly eye-opening, isn't it? And it really underscores the intense pressures that leaders face today. Many new executives step into their roles with really high expectations, but they lack the vital support and tools necessary to navigate these increasingly complex and high-stakes environments. And what's even worse, John, is many of them don't even know it until it's too late. And without the adequate preparation and guidance, these leaders often encounter burnout, isolation, and in many cases, failure. At Arena Leadership Coaching, it was designed to meet these challenges head on, equipping leaders with practical, value-centered skills that build resilience, foster authentic connection, and create environments where people feel truly engaged and have a deep sense of purpose. Our approach at ALC isn't just about productivity. It's about creating workplaces that strive to enrich people's lives. Consider this. We spend over a third of our lives at work. In fact, the average employee will work approximately 83,200 hours over the course of their lifetime. Now, this is assuming a 40-hour work week and a 40-year career. And for many, that time is anything but fulfilling. It's actually a grind. And as we discussed in our last broadcast, Gallup reports that disengagement costs the global economy a staggering $8.9 trillion annually. That's almost 9% of GDP. And beyond the financial costs, disengagement also impacts well-being, with 41% of employees reporting significant daily stress. It's a staggering figure, and it reveals just how crucial positive workplace culture is in our everyday lives.
Well, Donna, those are some serious numbers, most definitely. But what about workplace stress? How does that fit into the equation?
Well, workplace stress takes a toll on people's health. It's not just the bottom line. In fact, research shows that most heart attacks occur on Monday mornings, driven by the stress and anxiety people feel about returning to work. Across all industries, we're facing a persistent and growing challenge, an epidemic of employees who feel overworked, underpaid, and unfulfilled in their roles. Recent global surveys highlight that nearly 80% of employees don't feel that they're thriving at work. 80%. And for many, work is no longer about growth or opportunity. It's become a struggle to simply make it through the day to collect the pay. And corporate leaders are no strangers to this trend either. In recent years, we've witnessed an emergence of quiet quitting and the great resignation as workers disengage and seek better alternatives and opportunities. And this trend isn't just affecting employees, it's hitting leaders hard as well. Many leaders, as we mentioned, are experiencing burnout, stress, and disengagement themselves as they try to navigate through the increasingly complex and demanding work environments of today. Additionally, recent data reveals an even bleaker reality. Instead of advancing their careers, many employees feel stuck. Over half express high levels of stress, job dissatisfaction, and a lack of purpose. This crisis in the workplace well-being affects all of us, sending shockwaves through organizations and communities, draining productivity, financial resources, and overall quality of life. At Arena Leadership Coaching, we help leaders create environments where trust, collaboration, and growth are not just buzzwords. They're the foundation of a healthy workplace. This approach reduces stress and fosters real connection, creating workplaces where people feel genuinely valued and fulfilled. And what are the benefits? Well, they're transformative. A positive organizational culture leads to tangible outcomes, higher productivity, lower turnover, and increased innovation. When people feel connected and appreciated, they're motivated to give their best. Well, I do think it's important to understand that work won't always be entirely fulfilling. Otherwise, why would it be work? But we should strive for at least the 80-20 rule, where 80% of our work feels meaningful and motivating, leaving room for the inevitable challenges that come with the other 20%. This aligns with the principles of positive organizational culture, which emphasizes creating environments where employees find meaning and purpose in the role. And the intangible benefits? Trust, collaboration, and a shared sense of purpose make work deeply rewarding. Leaders who embody these values don't just manage teams. They inspire people to bring their best every day and build a culture that's not only productive, but truly fulfilling.
You're listening to Lens on Business, and right now we're talking with Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. So, Donna, Arena Leadership Coaching has its sights set on the next generation of leaders, but they say more and more members of the millennial and Gen Z generations, they're preferring individual contributor roles over traditional leadership paths. So what does that mean for the future of leadership and business?
Yeah, absolutely, John. That is true. The trend of millennials and Gen Zers gravitating towards individual contributor roles instead of traditional leadership positions reflects a significant shift in workplace values. These generations are less focused on climbing the corporate ladder and are more focused on finding work that aligns with their personal values and offers flexibility. Millennials and Gen Zers are looking for more than just the paycheck. They want work that feels meaningful. They prioritize purpose, autonomy, and connection, seeking environments where they can thrive both personally and professionally. This focus on quality of life, personal fulfillment, and flexibility has reshaped the expectations of leadership in today's workforce. And while not everyone aspires to formal leadership roles, there is still a critical need for leaders who can create inclusive, empowering environments. And the role of leadership today isn't just about directing others. It's about fostering a culture where everyone feels valued, inspired, and encouraged to do their best. The idea that not everyone can be a leader, but neither can everyone be a follower, speaks to the importance of creating collaborative environments. Leaders must focus on fostering spaces where people can grow and work together and feel a sense of purpose in their roles. At Arena Leadership Coaching, we focus on helping emerging leaders develop the courage, vulnerability, and empathy they need to model these values. By cultivating these traits, leaders can create workplaces that prioritize collaboration, growth, and fulfillment, ultimately making meaningful work possible for everyone.
Fascinating information coming courtesy of Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. The show is Lens on Business, and it's presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. I'm John Waterhouse, and we have more with Donna Miller in just a few moments, so stick around right here on WSB.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, president of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business. Lens has been Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
You're locked in the Lens on Business here on WSB. Business talk is what we do, and we've got a few more minutes left on this week's episode. We've been taking a look at two different perspectives on business from two generations of the same family, and we're continuing our conversation with Donna Miller. Donna is an accomplished C-suite executive and the visionary behind Arena Leadership Coaching. She is here to tell us all about that and more. And if you want to learn more about Arena Leadership Coaching, visit arenaleadershipcoaching.com and you can claim your free ebook, Growth Mindset, Transforming Challenges into Opportunities. It's the first installment in their Leadership Essentials series. So, Donna, we've been talking about the challenges business leaders face today. Before we go, can you share with us your vision for the future of leadership?
Sure, absolutely, John. So my vision for the future of leadership goes beyond managing tasks and productivity, as we've talked about. It's about creating a culture rooted in integrity, empathy, and resilience, particularly in an era where societal divides and disillusionment with leadership are more prominent. As we've already talked about, many employees feel left behind or undervalued or both. And when they see leaders prioritizing short-term gains or focusing only on performance metrics, it deepens the sense of frustration and disconnect. Leaders today must create environments where every individual feels respected and valued, regardless of their viewpoints or background. This calls for a leadership approach that emphasizes integrity, fosters unity, and inspires rather than divides. And to build this type of environment, leaders need to focus on key actions. First, embrace adaptability. Leaders must stay flexible to foster growth and meet evolving team needs. They need to listen with intent. True listening builds trust by understanding team members' motivations, fostering collaboration. Cultivate emotional intelligence. Leading with empathy and self-awareness creates connections and a resilient team. Prioritize people. Invest in well-being and growth strengthens loyalty and company culture. And view failure as a learning opportunity. Encouraging a growth mindset empowers innovation and resilience, preparing teams for future challenges. As we've talked about, millennials and Gen Z professionals are increasingly drawn to careers that prioritize purpose, work-life harmony, and societal impact, qualities that should have always been non-negotiable. But as workplace dynamics continue to evolve, traditional approaches no longer align with the needs and expectations of today's workforce. While compensation remains important, dissatisfaction with pay can drive talent away. Values-driven leadership is equally critical. Younger generations prioritize leaders who foster a culture of connection and purpose, making them more likely to stay engaged and committed. So my hope is that future leaders will embody this mindset, creating workplaces where people feel valued, connected, and inspired to make a meaningful impact.
Well, thank you so much, Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. If you want to learn more about Arena Leadership Coaching, you can visit arenaleadershipcoaching.com. And once you're there, you can claim your free ebook, Growth Mindset, Transforming Challenges into Opportunities. It's the first installment in their Leadership Essentials series. And if you want to listen to our library of past shows, all you have to do is visit lensonbusiness.com. That's L-E-N-Z on business.com. And big thanks to Dylan Miller, who's working on his thesis project for the UGA MFA in film. It's entitled Pyre. We can't wait to hear more about that. Well, folks, thank you so much for visiting us this week on Lens on Business. We'll catch you next time right here on WSB.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, president of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business. Lens has been Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
The previous show is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you heard were that of the host and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB.